Yeah, I know that older Radiodity I was talking about that I have is in the stock software. It has like a fake dual watch. Supposedly the chip can only do one at a time, so it actually does it fakes it by doing a scan back and forth between the two frequencies it designated, A and B. And I don't know if that would maybe be a limiting factor in whether it can do anything between analog and digital. I know on that radio it was, and so I'm thinking maybe on yours they took some similar approach on that model, where it can only do one at a time, and it tries to fake going back and forth. And maybe doesn't do it quite so well. And then of course, like you said, it's when you start doing things like that where you're not using necessarily the main feature that everybody else uses, you start using maybe some more specialized features like that. The manual doesn't always line up with the way it behaves, or maybe it's buggy too. I know even on this radio, I'm using one of the nearabout things, and it's got a few bugs I've encountered. Like when it's receiving a transmission, the shortcut key won't change zones or anything like that. Some weird edge case bugs. So maybe it's one of those. Maybe it's a design flaw. Who knows? But you get the fun part of figuring all that out.